我记得去年七月很多新生来到这里的时候，有一位同学说，哎，你是不是二年级的？
Okay, I remember at the beginning of last school year, some new students when they met me and they asked me, hey, are you second year student?
我想没有错哈，我一四年来到这里，不过我今年应该已经是第三年了。
Okay. Well, they are not wrong in the sense that I've just been here for a few years. This is my third year.
听说有一次邵院长哈也被问一位新生问说，哎、hey, ，你是从哪里来的？问邵院长。
One time, a new student also met Dr. Xiao, and in the same way, they asked Dr. Xiao, "Are you a new student?"
邵院长就露出他惯有的微笑说，嗯，我是本地。
Dr. Xiao simply said, "Well, I'm local."
然后这个新生就说，啊，对了，你是本地生。
Oh, now you must be a local student.
所以其实我们都在学习，无论是老师或同学。
So whether we are a student or a teacher, we are all in the process of learning.
你刚才我们唱诗的时候，大家在笑哈、哦？为什么我们唱笑歌
？While ago, maybe someone was rhyming. Why do we select our school hymn?
因为我们的主席他说这个生命诗歌我一首都不会唱。
Because our presider said he cannot or he didn't know how to sing the hymns in our hymn book.
但是我们上那个音乐课那个笑歌都还要背起来哈、哦。
However, in their music class, they have to memorize and sing our school hymn.
所以我们在这里一定都会学以致用。
So here we know how to apply what we learned.
事实上这个校歌的歌词你们知道是谁写的吗？
Okay, do we know who wrote the lyrics of this school hymn?
他就是我们第二任的薛玉光院长。
因为 he is our first Chinese president.
事实上呢1989年之后他到台湾跟我在神学院是同学。
And actually, after returning from BSOB, we were classmates at CES in Taiwan.
担任院长以后，到英国去学宣教，到非洲去学宣教之后，再回到亚洲推广宣教的时候，他竟然谦卑的来学习。
So we can see how humble he is, and even go further to UK and also to Europe and learn about missions, and then coming back to Asia.To promote missions among the Chinese.
Yeah, he was a missionary when he was in his 60. 他六十岁的时候才到非洲。
Yeah, so when he went to Africa as a missionary, he was already 60.
所以我们都不断的在学习。
So we are all in the process of learning.
记得二十多年前我刚从神学院毕业的时候，在台湾一个小小的教会开拓。
So around more than 20 years ago, as I finished my theological training, I was assigned to a small place in Taiwan where we tried to plant a church.
那教会大部分成员都是一些本地的家庭。
So most of the original members are the local families.
另外呢，还有一些东南亚的侨生，像印度啊、印尼啊、香港、澳门。
There's a small portion of members who are actually foreign Chinese students who came to study in Taiwan.
那开拓不久呢，我就听说附近的工地来了一些菲律宾的工人在那边帮忙造房子。
After a while, I heard that there are Filipino workers in construction nearby in our place.
为了我想要跟他们传福音呢，我就邀了一些弟兄姐妹带着吉他呢，到工地去常常探望他们。
So in order to share the gospel with them, I brought with me some of our brothers and sisters and also our guitar.To the construction site, so we can share with them.
带他们唱诗歌啊，邀请他们到教会。
So we sing with them. We invite them to come to church.
但是呢，我们这些本地台湾本地的家庭就有一点抱怨说，你应该传道人应该来牧养我们为主。
But after a while, our original members, our local Taiwan families, they have some complaint and said, you know, you are the pastor, you should be pastoring us more.Than these foreigners.
他们不希望我花太多的时间在这些外国的传福音的人身上。
They are suggesting I should not use too much time on these foreigners.
甚至也少花一点时间在那些侨生啊，因为他们一年以后考上大学就会分发到其他的地方去。
And they should also not use too much time on these students who are really transient because they are going to leave us after they finish their training.
当然，这只是一个本地跟外地牧养和传福音的一个优先顺序的问题。
Of course, here we can also think about the priority when it comes to pastoring a church. whether you will be focusing first on our members or members of a different kind.
但是对于一个才一年多，开拓一年多的年轻的教会呢，要牧养本地的信徒，让他们有稳定的灵命和成长呢，的确是教会所应该优先考量的。
So this church being very young, about just a year old, and really, I have to focus more time in shepherding them.
同样的，在初代教会开始跨越文化的界限。把福音从耶路撒冷传到外邦的时候，也形成了一个新的多元文化的团体。
Actually, when we examine the early church in the book of Acts, they also started in Jerusalem, and yet they have also to cross the line to bring the gospel to other places.
这不单对当时以犹太文化为主的外邦世界产生了巨大的冲击，也对犹太文化为主的这个教会发出了一个挑战。
Of course, this will create some tensions.Between a church that might be made of more of the Jews and a Gentile church more of foreigners.
就是教会是不是应该继续保持犹太的传统？到底教会的核心是什么？
So the question is, are we going to, should they be preserving the Jewish tradition or should we be breaking through?
哪些文化呢？哪些是基督徒必须要遵守的？哪些只是为着信仰而必须保持的文化
？So what are some of the things that we should continue abiding, I mean, from the law, or what are some of the traditions that should be preserved?
而这些文化只是针对某一些单一群体的要求呢，还是必须广泛的运用在所有的文化群体身上
？So they need also to decide on whether certain traditions is it just.Limited to one certain culture, or should it be applied to all culture?
那就有许多这方面的争议，深深的影响了初代教会的合一。
So this actually disrupted the unity in the early church because of these issues.
我今天所要讲的就是这个关键时刻。
So this morning we are going to talk about this very crucial moment.
我想先让我们借一段影片来回顾一下。当初耶路撒冷教会的情形。
Let's just watch a little bit of a short film here.
Came down from Judea to Antioch and were teaching the brothers, unless you are circumcised, according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved. Now this brought Paul and Barnabas into sharp dispute and debate with them. So, Paul and Barnabas were.Appointed along with some other believers to go up to Jerusalem and see the apostles and elders about this question. The church sent them on their way. And as they traveled through Phoenicia and Samaria, they told how the Gentiles had been converted. This news made all the brothers very glad. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and elders.To whom they reported everything God had done through them. Then some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said,
The Gentiles must be circumcised and required to obey the law of Moses.
The apostles and elders met to consider this question.After much discussion, Peter got up and addressed them.
Brothers, you know that some time ago God made a choice among you, that the Gentiles might hear from my lips the message of the gospel and believe. God, who knows the heart, showed that he accepted them by giving the Holy Spirit to them, just as he did to us. He made no distinction between us and them, for he purified their hearts by faith. Now then, why do you try to test God?By putting on the necks of the disciples a yoke that neither we nor our fathers have been able to bear.
No, we believe it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus that we are saved, just as they are.
The whole assembly became silent as they listened to Barnabas and Paul, telling about the miraculous signs and wonders God had done among the Gentiles through them.When they finished, James spoke up.
Brothers, listen to me. Simon has described to us how God at first showed his concern by taking from the Gentiles a people for himself. The words of the prophets are in agreement with this, as it is written. After this, I will return and rebuild David's fallen tent. Its ruins I will rebuild, and I will restore it, that the remnant of men may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who bear my name, says the Lord, who does these things that have been known for ages. It is my judgment, therefore, that we should not make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God. Instead, we should write to them, telling them to abstain from food polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from the meat of strangled animals, and from blood. For Moses has been preached in every city from the earliest times, and is read in the synagogues on every Sabbath.
Then the apostles and elders with the whole church decided to choose some of their own men and send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. They chose Judas, called Barsabbas, and Silas, two men who were leaders among the brothers.
Some men came down from
耶路撒冷召开的目的正是要解决犹太信徒跟外邦人之间信仰上得救的问题。
Actually, as we read this passage, we know that this council in Jerusalem, is to solve this problem, the conflict between the Jewish and the Gentile believers.
其实还有一个隐在的问题，就是如何保持餐桌上团契的问题。
And actually, there is an embedded question there where they can have what we call meal fellowship.
他们所争议的就是外邦人信主是不是需要遵守上帝给犹太人的要求，行割礼，并且遵行律法呢？
So the core problem is for these Gentile believers, do they still have to observe something like circumcision and other laws required for the Jews in the law?
后来这个问题可以得到一个圆满的解决，不单确定了福音的核心，也成为基督教脱离犹太教的一个分水岭。
So actually, at the end of this council, we will see that they arrive at a very good conclusion. And in a way, Christianity differentiated from Judaism.
那从初代教会对外邦宣教产生争议的这个原因，还有教会处理的方法和运用的原则，可以帮助今天的教会。
So we can see from this whole process wherein there is the rise of the problem, and then how they solve this problem, it can be a good model for the churches today.
在面对重大争议的时候，坚守福音的真理，包容文化的差异，来保有教会的合一。
So even as we have tensions in the churches today, we must hold on to our doctrine, and yet we will preserve our unity even as we learn to accept one another.
这段经文分成三大段。
We can divide this passage into three main sections.
一到五节是争论。
From verse 1 to 5, we can call this dissension.
六到十二节是讨论。
And in verses 6 to 12, they discuss.
十三到二十一节是结论。
And 13 to 21, they come to a decision.
雅各在耶路撒冷大会在历史上不单是厘清教义的一个关键的时刻，也成为处理处境化神学的一个典范。
So this council at Jerusalem, it's not only a very important event in the early church, but it is also a place where they are able to decide on this very important issue.
让我们注意三方面的问题。第一，这到底只是一个有关救恩论的神学问题呢，还是有关外邦信徒与希伯来文化的问题？
So first they have to decide whether this is a problem of soteriology or is it the difference between the Jews and the Gentiles.
第二，安提阿团队和耶路撒冷的长老们如何共同的解决这一个冲突？
And secondly, how do the elders in Antioch and also the leaders in Jerusalem, can they solve this problem together?
第三，我们学习使徒时代这个接纳外邦人的态度，给我们今天多元文化处境的教会 怎么样的一个学习。
And thirdly, how would this apply to our multicultural church today, even as we see how the early church tried to solve this problem between the Jews and the Gentiles?
耶稣基督道成肉身进入世间以后呢，实现了旧约时期以色列众先知对弥赛亚的预言。
And when Jesus was incarnated, actually he fulfilled the prophecies of the Old Testament.
耶稣的降临也冲击了犹太人对神固有的一个认识。
And in the coming of Jesus, it also, in a way, challenged the thought of the Jews toward God.
但当耶稣基督复活升天之后，圣灵开启了教会向外邦宣教的门。
And yet, after the resurrection of Jesus, God opens the door for missions to foreign countries.
宣教的对象从犹太人转向外邦之后，许多外邦人信主。
So even as through these mission efforts, there are many Gentiles who came to believe in Jesus.
归信的外邦人、受洗的外邦人，甚至超过了犹太人。
In a way, we can say that the Gentiles outnumbered the Jews.
这对一个多元文化的教会维持合一，就是一个很大的挑战。
So it's really a big challenge for these Gentile believers to maintain that unity.
耶路撒冷大会就是教会在面对神做新事、反省旧传统。让圣灵引导的一个关键时刻。
So this is a very crucial hour wherein God, in a way, bring the church into a new era.
首先，这到底是一个教义的问题呢，还是一个文化的问题
？So is this a doctrinal tension or is it a cultural issue?
外邦人信主需不需要接受遵守摩西的律法行割礼
？So should the Gentiles also be circumcised just like the Jews?
换句话说。一个外邦人成为基督徒，需不需要成为一个犹太人，一个犹太的改教者？
So should a Gentile believer also become, in a way, quote unquote, a Jew?
显然的，当时的教会存在两种福音，一个是给犹太人的，一个给外邦人的。
So it seems that there are two kinds of gospel, one for the Jews and one for the Gentiles.
第一节有一些犹太弟兄带来的教训是：若不遵守摩西的律法，就不能得救。
So there's this group in verse 1 who said that unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved.
不但要行律法，第五节，几个有法利赛人甚至加上还要遵行摩西的律法。
So it's not only circumcision, but they have in a way to observe the law of Moses.
其实行割礼是上帝跟犹太人一个立约的记号，因为只有这样子呢，才能够领受从上帝来的祝福。
But actually, we know that circumcision is really a sign of God's promise or covenant with the Jews.
对犹太人说，这是一个攸关生死的宗教问题，过于一个可有可无的文化。
But for many of the Jews, they feel that this is very crucial and important issue.
但是对外邦人来说呢，显然。割礼只是犹太人的一个文化。
But for the Gentile believers, they will think of circumcision simply as Jewish or cultural.
是对进入犹太教的一个规定。
And it is a must if you want to become a Jewish proselyte.
若是把对犹太的要求强加在外邦人的身上呢，就是文化的帝国主义。
And in a way, if we force the Gentiles to be circumcised.It's just equal to imperialism.
过去许多宣教士也犯了类似的错误，就是除了传基督的福音之外，还要强加自己的文化。
This is also one of the sometimes the mistakes committed by the missionaries, because apart from sharing the gospel, they also want to put the burden of their own culture upon the nations.
那这些不同的教导呢，就搅扰信徒的心。
And of course, these teachings.Will shake the hearts of the believers.
所以保罗他就写了加拉太书，为的是要强调因信得救的福音。
So Paul, in the same way, he wrote Galatians to encounter this problem that we are saved and or justified by faith alone.
还有在基督的自由，基督里的自由。
And he also emphasized that we are set free, and it's for freedom that we are set free.By the Lord Jesus.
保罗他声明说，即使天上有天使传另一个不同的福音，他就应该被咒诅。
So Paul emphasized that if anybody, even angels, if they should preach another gospel, they must be condemned anathema.
保罗所传的福音就是耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But the gospel, according to Paul, is simply Jesus Christ. And
要紧的是做新造的人。
So it's not so important whether you're circumcised or not, but the important thing is whether you are a new creation.
因为内心的洁净远比肉体的洁净更加重要。
Because the cleanliness of your heart, or the purity of your heart, is much more important than the outward purity.
在这些争论讨论当中, 彼得他站起来, 做了亲身的见证。
So in this discussion, or in this council, Peter stood up and shared his experience.
他认为外邦人能够听到福音呢, 是出于神的拣选。
And he believed that the Gentiles are able to hear the gospel. It is really totally a grace of God.
他只是顺服圣灵的带领去向外邦人传道。
So he is simply following the leading of the Holy Spirit to share the gospel to the Gentiles.
那外邦人因着对神的信,
so these Gentiles, because they have truly believed in their hearts, and therefore they are already cleansed or purified.
因此内心的洁净呢，是犹太人跟外邦人合成团契的一个基础。
So their inner purity, in a way, will unite them together with the Jews.
但在不久前呢，彼得曾经因为在害怕这哥里派的指责呢，就从外邦人的餐桌上退下来。From
Galatians, we would know that at that time, Peter, because he's afraid of the people of the Jewish sect, and therefore he stopped eating with the Gentiles when these Jews came.
但在这次大会上呢，他更正了自己原来的错误，仗义直言。
And yet in this council, in a way, he corrected or rectified himself concerning this.
他说这个律法呢，对犹太人都已经是一个难负的轭，我们为什么要把自己都做不到的强加在外邦人的身上呢？
So he's suggesting that even circumcision is already a burden for the Jews. Why should we be putting this burden on our Gentile brothers?
犹太人是神圣洁的选民。
We can say that the Jews are God's chosen holy people.
在犹太人的心里呢，外邦人是不洁净的。
And in the minds of the Jews, the Gentiles are unclean.
他们不受割礼。
And they are uncircumcised.
不守律法。
They did not follow the law of Moses.
还吃一些不洁净的食物。
And they also eat unclean food.
所以要一个犹太人跟外邦人坐在一起是非常困难的。
So it's very hard really for a Jew and a Gentile to sit together and eat together.
彼得就是这样一个典型的犹太人。
And Peter in a way is a Jew.
但是呢，他在约帕祷告的时候见到异象。
And yet in this vision that he received from God,
有声音要他宰那些不洁净的物来吃。
And there was a voice that told him to kill and eat these animals which they consider unclean.
他说这些俗而不净的物从来没有入过我的口。
Peter claimed that he has never eaten any of these unclean animals.
一直等到哥尼流那边派来的人到他门前，他才醒悟过来。
So it's until these people who came to invite him to Cornelius' place, then he, in a way, woke up.
第二天他对他们说，犹太人和别国人亲近来往本是不合理的，但神已经指示我，我无论和什么人都不可以看作属而不洁净的。So
even before, the Jews would say that it's not good for them to sit together with the Gentiles, and yet this is what God would like it to be, and therefore he is just being obedient to it.
所以彼得他经历哥尼流的信主呢，打破了 他对外邦人的一个成见。So
in a way, I think Peter is putting down his prejudice towards the Gentiles.
那当彼得在哥尼流家讲道的时候，看到圣灵降下浇灌下来。But
and when Peter preached in the house of Cornelius and he witnessed how the Holy Spirit has come down upon the Gentiles even before he can finish.
这些受割礼的犹太人似乎经历了这个五旬节。 似乎也看到这一幕，也似乎看到外邦人的五旬节。In
a way, the Jewish believers they would see or they can compare that the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the Gentiles is just very similar to what happened in Pentecost.
因此他说，我看出神是不偏待人的。So
here, Peter is saying that God is not prejudiced toward any culture or people.
这个大会还有一个导火线，可能是因为这个外邦信主的人数增加，犹太人觉得有危机感。
Maybe the Jews are also feeling insecure because the Gentiles believers are outnumbering them.
所以那些保守的犹太信徒呢，听出外邦人也领受神的道的时候，也受割礼的人就跟彼得辩论。说你进到没有受割礼的人的家，和他们一起吃饭了。
So these conservative Jewish people, they debated, and in a way, rebuked Peter for eating with the Gentiles.
难怪路加把彼得的经历在《使徒行传》十一章又重复的记载了一次。
So actually, Luke repeated this incident, in chapter 11 of Acts.
这是另外一个争论，除了受割礼之外。同桌吃饭。
So apart from circumcision and eating on the same table,
同桌吃饭呢，在犹太人的这个传统里面是代表上帝救恩里的一个交易。
In a way, for the Jews, eating or sharing the same table represents God's salvation.
我想彼得并不是不接纳外邦人称为他们的弟兄。
So Peter, in a way, is not rejecting the Gentiles as a brother.
也不是怕吃了那些不洁净的沾染了污秽。
In a way, he's not afraid of eating what the Jews would consider unclean food.
他可能是害怕那些的权威。
However, he, in a way, is afraid of their authority.
所以这就显示了饮食和信仰生活的洁净呢，造成犹太人接纳外邦人的一大障碍。
So here we would see what is really blocking the unity between the Jewish and the Gentile believers.
所以难怪最后，雅各呢会要求外邦人禁戒四戒，会影响犹太人那个跟外邦人桌上团契的四件事。
So at the end, that is why James suggested that the Gentiles should at least keep four of this abstinence.
那这些割礼派的，不论是犹太主义者或者是法利赛人呢，他们认为。要成为一个基督徒就必须先成为犹太人，要不然那个救恩是没有效的。
So for the conservative Jews, apart from believing in Jesus, they would think that these Gentiles should also become a Jew first.
所以这样就大大的减弱了信心在救恩上面一个重要性。
And in this way, this really downplay the role of faith in our salvation.
彼得他在受到责备之后呢，他就重申神赐圣灵借着信洁净了他们的心，不论是他们，我们。
So in a way, Peter finally realized that it is Holy Spirit, who changes the lives of people.
那现在为什么要把这个难负的轭放在他们的颈项上呢
？So we should not be putting extra burdens upon these Gentile believers.
我们得救是因主耶稣的恩，这是我们所信的。
We firmly believe.That we are saved because of the grace of our God.
无论是外邦人或者奉行割礼摩西律法的犹太人，都要用信心接受耶稣的救恩。
So whether it's the Gentiles or the Jews who are circumcised, they have to come to Jesus. It's just simple faith because of His grace.
难怪改教者马丁路德曾经说。
So this is also why Martin Luther once said,
"We are justified by faith alone, but not by a faith."That is alone.
所以马丁路德他这样说的，我们是因信称义，但不是这个信心本身不是单独的。
那 furthermore, he also proclaimed salvation is not found in any religion, but in a person, the Lord Jesus Christ.
因此呢，我们知道这个救恩呢，不是在任何的宗教里面或者任何的所谓一个教会里面找到的，乃是在基督耶稣里才能够找到的。
Moreover, salvation can be found out of the church, but not out of Christ.
所以因此我们也可以说这个救恩是可以在教会外面可以找到，但是不能够在基督以外找到的。
所以对犹太人来说，割礼只是信心的一个记号。
So in a way, circumcision itself should only be a signof their faith.
不能成为一个得救的条件。
But it is not a condition of being saved.
神国的福音透过耶稣基督穿越种族、国家、 阶级、性别的限制，临到万民。
So the gospel, because of Jesus Christ, it has been given to Jews and also the Gentiles around the world.
若没有圣灵的工作，就教会就可能走不出犹太教的框框。
Without the working of the Holy Spirit, maybe the gospel can say the gospel cannot walk or break through beyond the Jewish religion.
若是没有逼迫，耶路教会可能仍然停留在耶路撒冷。
And without persecution, probably the church will just stay put in Jerusalem.
对这个种族非常有偏见的希特勒，有一次呢，进到一个教会。
There was one person, he has this prejudice about other people. One time he came to church.
Hitler.
Peter?
Hitler.
Hitler, okay. Yeah.
他看了看呢，就说，父亲是犹太人的，给我滚出去。
So Hitler said, you know, if your father is a Jew, please leave.
然后一半的人就站起来走了出去。
So there are at least half of the group left.
希特勒又再看看，还是不满意。
And Hitler is still not very satisfied.
他就命令说，母亲是犹太人，也给我滚出去。
If any of you, you know, if your mother is Jew, is Jewish, please leave.
这个时候呢，十字架上面的耶稣呢，就下来走出去了。
So even the Jesus on the cross came down and left the place.
想想看，如果十字架的福音不是十字架的基督不是福音的核心，那教会是什么呢？
So if Jesus Christ is not the core of the gospel, then what is the church all about?
安提阿教会是教会史上第一个向外差派宣教士的教会。
We can say that the church in Antioch is the first church that do missions.
保罗呢是主耶稣他所选召向外邦宣教的使徒。
And Paul is sent out by the Holy Spirit to be a missionary or an apostle to the Gentiles.
即使保罗这样一个纯种的希伯来文，第八天就受割礼呢，他也有遇见耶稣的经历。
Paul, one who is a pure Jew and circumcised, and yet he has a chance of meeting Jesus.
成为外邦人的使徒。
And he became the apostle to the Gentiles.
在最后的这个结论。
So in conclusion,
首先免除了外邦人的割礼。
So in their final decision, they agreed that they will not. Required the Gentile believers to be circumcised.
但也提出要禁戒四件事情。
But they also not only suggest, but they said that Gentiles must observe or abstain from these four things.
经过这许多辩论，雅各怎么样带领这个会议走到一个结论呢？
So after all this debate, how did James actually lead them to a final conclusion?
他们没有投票，像上礼拜五台湾选举总统全民投票。
So they did not cast their votes or ballots, just like an election in a democratic country.
他们施行的是神主，不是民主。
Because it's a theocracy, not a democracy.
保罗、巴拿巴、彼得见证神的工作。
So even as Paul and Barnabas, they testify about the work of God.
但雅各呢，从先知的话语。看见预言得到应验。
And James, through the words of a prophet, he understands that these prophecies have been fulfilled.
雅各他肯定彼得的经验。
And in a way, James affirmed the experience of Peter with the Gentiles.
神当初怎样眷顾了外邦人，从他们中间选取百姓归在自己的名下。
And God, how he has for his own name, and how he has allowed the Gentiles to be also under his own name.
就是选召外邦人成为神国的子民。
That is God calling Gentiles to be his own people.
意思只要外邦人接受救恩就可以成为神的子民。
And that is that even the Gentiles, if they only believe in Jesus Christ, then become God's people.
撒加利亚书二章十一节也预言了，那时必有许多国归附耶和华，做他的子民。
So in the minor prophets, it was also prophesied that there are many other countries, who are called to be under the name of Yahweh.
雅各他指出，众先知的话也与这意思相合。
So James said that the prophets, the words of the prophets, they also agreed with with this.
所以雅各把当时外邦人的归信看成是旧约预言的一个应验。
So in the viewpoint of James, the coming to faith of the Gentiles is a fulfillment of the prophetic writings.
是从神从创世以来的旨意。
And that is God's will ever since our creation.
有学者认为是圣灵引导雅各选取了这段阿摩斯的经文。
And we can say that it is the Holy Spirit to allow James to choose this passage from Amos.
来支持外邦人呢，也是包括在神的选民当中。
To support the viewpoint that the Gentiles are also among the people of God.
过去引导阿摩斯写下阿摩斯的神，也是引导彼得拜访哥尼流的神，也是让雅各选取这段经文的神。
So the God who inspired Amos to write these words is also the same God who allows Peter to speak to the Gentiles and also here allow James to tell us that it is a fulfillment of the prophets.
从阿摩斯九书九章十一节到十二节。
So in Amos chapter 9, verses 11 and 12.
看见，此后我要回来修造重新修造大卫倒塌的帐幕，叫那破坏的重新修造建立起来，叫剩余的人，就是凡称为我名下的外邦人都寻求主。
And this I will return and rebuild David's fallen tent. The ruins I will rebuild and I will restore it, that the remnant of men may seek the Lord and all the Gentiles who bear my name.
这段经文肯定先知所预见的事情正在发生。
In a way we can see that what the prophets are prophesying,It is now being fulfilled.
大卫家得以复兴，外邦列国都被带回在称为主的名下。
So David's family is being restored, or in the process of being restored, and even the other nations are being rebuilt.
表明复活的主就是大卫的子孙。
So the resurrected Lord is the descendant of David.
那说明呢，弥赛亚将要来重建这个破坏的以色列家。
So the Messiah has come to restore fallen tent of David.
那这一个新的圣殿是包括犹太人和外邦人的。
And this new temple, in a way, is composed now both of Jews and Gentiles.
那在这个救恩的时候，不单以色列家得到属灵的复兴。
So in this time of salvation, not only the Jews receive this spiritual restoration.
连外邦人也有机会来寻求神、敬拜神。
And Gentiles in the same way, they can come to God and they can worship God.
这个复兴呢，就是重建以色列十二个支派。
In a way, for the Jews, it's a rebuilding of the 12 tribes of Israel.
就是让这个分裂的南北国可以重新复合。
In a way, the North and Southern Kingdom are reunited.
那耶稣就是这个弥赛亚带给大卫属灵的复兴。
And this is a restoration brought by Jesus, the Messiah, to David's kingdom.
那教会在决定这个难题的时候
，So when the church have some tensions or difficulties or problems,
免去了外邦人受割礼的要求。
At this point, they did not require circumcision anymore from the Gentiles.
但是他们也要顾及。这些犹太人跟外邦人在餐桌上的团契。
However, they should still come into consideration about some of the customs of meals.
所以雅各建议呢
？So James suggested
写信吩咐外邦人禁戒四件会影响餐桌这个圣洁的这个事情。
So that they will write to the Gentile churches.That they will abstain from the four things listed.
所以在多元文化当中求合一。
So how would we seek unity in a diverse cultural situation?
一方面呢，外邦人必须能够享有脱离犹太教和在基督里的自由。
In a way, the Gentiles have as much right to be free from the burden of the Jewish custom and culture.
另外一方面呢，为了维持餐桌。上的团契呢，外邦人也必须降服他们的自由来。
And yet, on the other hand, considering you know the meal customs of the Jews, these Gentiles also have to, in a way, give in to some of the requirements.
来保持犹太人洁净有忌讳的事情。
So that the Jews can continue observing their purification rites.
所以教会在处理这个争议当中非常可以称许的事情是。
So we can see what we can learn from how the early church settled this problem.
安提阿，首先安提阿教会领袖能够超越种族跟社会的一个障碍。
So these leaders in the Antiochian church, they are able to break through these tensions.
让圣灵能够穿针引线的引导这个信仰的群体解释圣经。
And they can allow the Holy Spirit to freely interpret the scripture.
结果外邦的宣教工作快速的发展。
And we can see that as a result, that the spread of the gospel among the Gentiles flourished.
当长老跟使徒把这些规条交给门徒遵守之后呢，教会就信心坚固，人数天天增加。
So even as they also teach the church to observe some of these requirements, we see that the church continue to grow.
我们今日教会可以学到的这些教训。
Here are lessons for us to learn the churches of today.
第一，在福音上面的真理是不可以妥协的。
First, we cannot compromise our doctrines.
在文化的差异上呢，必须要彼此尊重。
And yet, on the other hand, we should respect one another's culture.
用公开协议的方式来解决这些争议。
And we should be open for discussion regarding our tensions and problems.
留心圣灵的带领和在经文上的解释。
And we must be aware of the leading of the Spirit in the interpretation and application of Scripture.
我们的结论是，耶路撒冷大会在面对重大神学争议的关键时刻，教会领袖充分地展示了一个彼此尊重的跨文化沟通。
So here we can see that in this very important council in Jerusalem, they are. 你再讲一次，他们怎么样？
In this crucial moment, the leaders of the churches demonstrate a wonderful cross-cultural communication by respecting each other.
Okay.
然后让圣灵的引导呢，成为教会史上处境化神学的一个典范。
So that the Holy Spirit can freely guide the churches, in solving this. Cultural differences.
耶路撒冷大会不但排除了哥里派想要借这个律法扭曲福音真理的这个意图。
So this council in Jerusalem did not only solve the problem about circumcision.
也在福音跟律法上面取得一个平衡和共识。
And here it also balances between the law and grace.
确定了这个因信称义的这个得救的根据。
They affirm justification by faith.
不但维系了教会的合一。
It maintains the unity of the church.
坚固了信徒的灵命。
It also strengthens the life of the believers.
释放外邦人在犹太教的捆绑。
So that the Gentile believers need not be bound by these other things, burdens.
也在尊重文化下面除去不合信仰的习俗。
And in a way, they are able to eradicate some of these customs or practices which do not conform to the teaching of the Bible.
使保罗日后能够在明确的指示下自由地把福音传到外邦。
Such that Paul is able to freely share the gospel among the Gentiles.
普世的宣教的顺利的推展。
And the spread of the gospel spread out smoothly.
耶路撒冷大会的决议这个关在教会史上是一个关键的时刻。
So we can say that indeed the Council of Jerusalem is indeed a very critical time in church history.
整个事件看见圣灵那边其中穿针引线的引导。
We can see how the Holy Spirit moved among them.
领袖之间彼此的顺服。
And how the leaders accept and commit.Themselves to one another.
才能有这样完满的结局。
Such that they can have a beautiful conclusion.
在关键的时刻，使危机变成转机。
So even in a time of crisis, it becomes an opportunity.
最后还有一点点运用。
Let us look at some applications.
在全球化的今天，世界各地的人口因为求学、工作，甚至政治难民到处移动。
Because of globalization and because of education, economic reasons, demography of the world has changed.
今天中国人到美国去读书，到南非去做生意。
We can see the Chinese nationals going to the U.S. for education and business in Africa.
有许多中东的难民到欧洲寻求庇护。
And we also see a lot of Middle East refugees going to Europe.
我有个宣教士朋友在德国牧会，就有一些中东穆斯林的难民来到教会。
I have a friend who is pastoring in Germany, and now they have refugees in their churches.
今天同样在中国大陆许多的城市也有一些外来的人口，民工、外国人，甚至少数民族。
And today in a very urbanized China, we can also see a lot of workers from other provinces and even foreigners from other countries.
这些教会会面对的一些问题，也可能是初代上教会所面对的问题。
So even as the early church has that tension, we will also see the same tensions in the churches today.
无论是教义、文化或饮食等等。
It could be as simple as meal practices, or there are other lot of cultural differences.
光想一想，如果今天要你为一个国际教会背景的办一个爱宴，就让你头痛了。
So today, even in an international church, as we may call it, if you want to have a love feast, I think you have a big problem.
而回教徒不吃猪肉，印度教不吃牛肉。
So the Muslims, they will not eat pork.The Hindus, they will not eat beef.
佛教徒只吃素，犹太教徒吃 kosher， 穆斯林吃 halal.
Okay. So the Buddhists, okay, they are vegetarians and all of those different practices.
那更何况还有许多文化、语言、宗教背景等等的差异的产生的这些问题。
And of course, we have other differences such as language.And other practices.
如何把福音呢带到这些群体，或把接纳这些群体到教会呢？就是我们现今教会的一个挑战。
So this is really our challenge in bringing people from different culture into our churches today.
帮助他们接纳彼此的差异，真诚的接纳。
So how can we sincerely adapt and also accept one another?
那我们在这个非圣的大家庭里，也有来自不同文化宗派与这个族群的一个老师同工同学，也提供给我们一个可以接纳彼此的一个机会。
And of course, we thank the Lord that we also have a very diverse variety here in our BSOP family, whether it's students or teachers. We come from different cultural backgrounds, different nationalities.
我刚开始在提到我开拓那个教会，你可能好奇后来有什么结果。
Maybe you are curious about the church I mentioned at the beginning of our sermon this morning.
几年后我到新加坡接受跨文化训练的时候，有一天就接到一张明信片，教会来寄来的。
As I was receiving my training a few years later in Singapore, I received a postcard from this church.
他们说到这些到台湾的菲律宾的劳工，他们后来自己开始聚会，而聚会后来还竟然成立了他们的教会。
So these Filipino construction workers, at the end, they have their own churches and they are meeting together on their own.
这个就让我一个当初傻种的人，觉得非常欣慰，非常感动，流下眼泪。
In a way, I'm very comforted. I cried because of the seeds that I planted among them.
今天在中国大陆的教会，你所来自或你所来自的国家。有没有因为不同的教义造成的纷争，或因为不同的团队领袖所造成的分门别类呢？
Today, whether you are in China or maybe from other parts of the world, is there maybe sometimes a theological discussion that will split the churches?
在我所侍奉的南非，曾经有许多种族隔离的伤害。
And in where I have served before in South Africa, there are also similar incidents, and it creates a lot of pain.Among them,
有一些基督徒呢，也很强调自己的宗派。
And there are many Christians who are very firm about their denominations.
有一位我一位宣教士朋友呢，他在黑人区当中侍奉， 很让他奇怪的是，为什么这些教会的牧者都互不往来？
And I have a friend who worked among the African churches, and yet he was surprised that the church leaders or these different churches do not communicate with one another.
所以他就去拜访他们，关心他们的需要。
And he visited these churches one by one.
为他们编通讯录，邀请他们礼拜六早上六点到一起到祷告山去祷告。
And he helped them come up with a directory, and he encouraged them to join the prayer meeting on Saturday morning.
又在复活节的时候邀众教会一起来为耶稣行军 ，March for Jesus.
And they also have March for Jesus during Easter.
后来他们说。我们好像几乎已经忘记，我们都是在同样在天路上朝着同一个方向的同伴。
So one day it seems that they just walk up and say, "Hey, we have already forgotten that we are actually on the same journey."
最后我要用那个伯爵钦诚多的话做结束。
So at the end, we'd like to conclude with the words of Tittendorf.
在基要的事上要宽大。
We must be kind in fundamental things.
在非基要的事上要有爱心。
Charity in everything that is non-fundamental.
在一切的事上要合一。
But united in everything.
求神帮助我们在基要的事上宽大。在非基要的事上有爱心，在一切的事上合一。
So even in fundamentals, we must have a big heart.And in non-fundamental things, we must have love. And in all things, we must be united.
在关键的时刻，让我们彼此倾听，也留心圣灵的心意。
So even in crucial moments, we must be sensitive to the prompting and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
飞盛在明年就要迈向60周年。
Next year, BSOP will step into our 60th year.
愿教会史上的一个功课也成为我们的一个学习。
And may what we learn from church history also be a lesson that we can apply even as we look forward and press forward.